so bananas is known as a beautiful fruit, but in fact it is more than a fruit. It is also an important staple crop for millions of rural people in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. In general, bananas are grown in about 135 countries. That is unbelievable, but of course, not all of them at very high volumes. This shows the significance of the crop worldwide. It is of more than $50 billion worth of production annually. That is that shows the economic value of the crop. Globally, only 15% of the global banana production is marketed internationally, and the rest are consumed locally or traded locally among the neighboring countries.
And now all of that is being threatened by this new strain of a disease. Talk to us about that.
Well, let us not say all of that is threatened. This disease is not a new disease that occurred suddenly. This is a well-known disease. In the past, more than 100 years ago, a different strain of the fungus, what's called race 1, caused significant damages, especially in Latin America, in Central America. It almost devastated the whole commercial production there. But at that time, the scientists were lucky to identify a resistant variety, what is called now a Cavendish banana.
Can I just ask a question? The Cavendish, that's the banana that, well, most people would know as the yellow banana that we...
Indeed, yes. This is the variety that we know. We find in the market those beautiful yellowish and then tasty bananas, sweet bananas. This is the variety that saved the banana production at that time. The Cavendish variety became so famous that it now, in fact, provides half of global banana production. Mm. Almost all international trade of bananas depends on this variety also.
And so now, does the disease threaten the Cavendish banana that you say we are all dependent on?
Yes.
And how?
Yes, now, the current concern is for the last 20 years, again, let us say, a new race of the fungus was identified. And this race affected this Cavendish variety. And it has expanded in Southeast Asia within 10 years, let's say, damaging the Cavendish plantations gradually. It has expanded. This fungus is present in what we call 19 locations, mostly in Southeast Asia and Near East and also Mozambique. This shows us that if we don't do anything, this disease can spread further.
So what action is FAO proposing in order to combat this potential threat?
Well, not only FAO, we have been consulting with our collaborating agencies, institutions, international ones and national ones, I would say for the last 2 years or so. What we have come up with is an idea of a global program. We need to focus in three strategic areas. One, prevention for countries who have not incurred the disease yet. And one, preparedness and contingency planning and containment efforts in the countries where the disease has just occurred, and management activities in the countries where the disease is already affecting the banana production. So these are the strategic goals that we think we have to follow.